And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And he said, Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me, as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared, and said, Surely this thing is known. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and believed the Lord, and his servant Moses. How he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, Our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this? On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, as they feared Moses all the days of his life. That they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And he said unto Jether his firstborn, Up, and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared because he was yet a youth. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel, and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon any more. And it came to pass on the 7th day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself, if we tell him that the child is dead? And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there, that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. So they feared the Lord, and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods, after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. And so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. That I gave my brother Hanani, and Hananiah the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause a judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose, and pay unto the Lord your God, that all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hast stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied, and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away, and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. Then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. They are not humbled even unto this day. Neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes, that I set before you and before your fathers. Ye have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, saith the Lord God. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and in holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him and went their way. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. But they understood not this saying. And it was hid from them, that they perceived it not. And they feared to ask him of that saying. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared,